News. I'm Marissa Melton. People in the United States are marking the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on the United States. AP correspondent Julie Walker has a report.
Joseph.
One by one, the names of the nearly 3,000 people killed in the 9/11 attacks were read by family, friends, and others, like Austin Ielpe, who was just a toddler when his father, firefighter John Ielpe, was killed.
Mom and I miss you very much every day, and we know you're watching over us. We love you a lot.
The emotional ceremony was taking place at the World Trade Center, while other solemn remembrances were being held at the Pentagon and in a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. At the World Trade Center, I'm Julie Walker.
At a Pentagon ceremony, U.S. President Donald Trump addressed the families of 9/11 victims.
For the families who join us, this is your anniversary of personal and permanent loss. It's the day that has replayed in your memory 1,000 times over, the last kiss, the last phone call, the last time hearing those precious words, I love you.
The U.S. Justice Department says nearly 300 people, mostly in Nigeria and the United States, have been arrested in a globally coordinated law enforcement action aimed at disrupting a large-scale internet scam. Among those arrested in Nigeria were 77 suspects already indicted in the United States on charges of swindling businesses and individuals through a variety of illicit online efforts, including romance fraud and schemes targeting the elderly. In a rare address to his nation, Cameroon's President Paul Biya says he has ordered his country's prime minister to engage in what he called an inclusive dialogue on the issues that are tearing the Central African state apart. Violence in Cameroon has killed more than 2,000 people. This is VOA News. Britain is getting set for a general election.